We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
It's not fair.
I'll finish the sentence for him. Quarterback Alabama, Mac Jones, the Nick Saban, Bill Belichick connection. Look how quickly he is moving his way down that tunnel. Lewis Riddick, you are smiling.
Now look, Mac fits the style of offense that Bill has typically played over the past 20 years in New England with Tom.
That's their guy, and they're going to play that type of offense again, especially if Mac Jones wins the starting job. Is it possible that he can? I think we all think. We all hope it.
We all want. I want Mac Jones day one. That's what I want. I love this move. I enjoyed some crown. I wanted them to draft a quarterback. I wanted some kind of hope. And this is what I got. And I got that's perfect. I was happy as hell last night. Still am. It's beautiful.
You know, I'm Fitzy's surprised. Ecstatic. If you're happy, Fitzy is ecstatic. Fitzy in today for Fourier.
Hello. It's still OMF. Different kind of episode today, but
about?
I digress. Here's what I'm surprised about.
Go ahead.
Why aren't more people satisfied to very happy to damn near ecstatic? The Patriots needed a quarterback. They got a quarterback. You were told by a lot of people who know a lot about football that this might be the kind of quarterback they would target and draft. And they did. They did not expend any further draft capital, thereby giving you more ammunition or allowing you to at least use the ammunition you have in rounds 2, 3, 4, etc., to get other players to bolster the ranks and supplement this team. And by the way, this kid is great at putting the ball where it needs to be in advance. He's a great short passer, and he's a really good fit for their system. We have a quarterback who can throw the football now, Glenn. Why aren't people happy about this?
Because you're not allowing people to be...
No, they're not. It's very muted. It's no, like, this is weird.
But no, they're not just going...
Time to party!
They're not going overboard.
He wasn't the
high
ceiling guy.
They're not going overboard. If Justin
Fields, because it's not because he
don't you think
but you would have said the same thing if Justin Fields was drafted.
His YouTube highlights turned me on more.
I think if Justin Fields was drafted, people would be more excited.
They would be.
Yeah, because they would see it a little bit more upside. The guy can run. The reason why Mac Jones was the fifth quarterback taken because he can't run. The other ones can.
Oh,
so it's like people are like it's the league. It's the league, and I get it. I was the same way. I still felt the same way. But I was so locked in on just wanting a quarterback. I wanted them to identify a guy. And the draft a guy. And now I feel like you've got a guy. And now for the next 2 or 3 years, whatever, you want to take shots in the fourth round, try to find lightning in a bottle, maybe better than this kid, so be it. But now I feel like there's a plan in place.
Mm-hmm. There is a plan in place. And he's competitive. He's got that little psycho killer thing we were talking about. He's not Mr. Squeaky Clean. He's not a member of the Glee Club. Okay? Mac Jones is going to come in here and compete his ass off, as we've been told time and again, for this job. And we're going to actually have a real room with real competition this year. And whoever wins the job isn't going to win it because they said nice things about Bill Belichick.
You're buying into it hook, line, and sinker. And I get that. And I understand it. The game has changed. And I don't like necessarily guys that are just going to be running quarterbacks. That's not how you win in the league. Passing is still more important than running.
Pretty much.
But I do like guys that like to, that can extend the play and can throw because they're extending the play. That's what you get with Russell Wilson types. That's that's what you get with Patrick Mahomes. And so I think that you're looking at the game and how it's changing, and you're sitting there saying, okay, these other teams are going with these quarterbacks. The Patriots have elected to go for something that has worked very well for them. They're going to go back to the old playbook, the old system, play action. We're going to run to you, and then we got a quarterback who's quick release. He's an accurate thrower, and it may very well work. But the game is changing, and I am a little concerned that this is a guy that cannot extend a play. Cannot. And that's the one thing that you're concerned about, because all of the other stuff, I do love the competitive stuff. I do love the fact that I think he's not going to be flustered at all coming in here and seeing Cam Newton in the room.
I think the one thing you talk about, extending the play, you're talking about just pure athleticism, you know, avoid a rush and take off for 15 yards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's other ways to extend it too, and we saw that from Brady, and we'll see.
Right.
You know, and it's pocket presence. I don't know. Pockets collapsing, slide in and over. Next thing you know, find an open space, throw the football. To me, that is also extending plays. I don't know, you know, whether this kid can do it. I don't think anybody really does at this level. And we'll see. But just overall, in general, it's. I wanted them to draft a quarterback. Now I want him to start week one. If he's good enough to possibly start week one in San Fran and trade away Jimmy Garoppolo, which a lot of people speculated, then why isn't he good enough to start week one over Cam damn Newton? Really? Like, Garoppolo went healthy. He's a better quarterback than Cam. And they were about to choose him over him.
Because he's got more experience, let's say, than Mac Jones. So if you had Garoppolo in here, you'd feel a little bit more confident at the beginning. And you may make the argument at that point that Mac Jones might have a higher ceiling than Jimmy Garoppolo. But I'm with you with starting with week one. If this kid can throw accurately, you have loaded up on passing weapons, then you need to throw him out there. And everybody tells us how smart he is, right? We had his trainer, quarterback trainer, and he said he's smarter than he is. He's the smartest guy in the room. If he can do all of that, he can pick all of this stuff up. Why wouldn't you go with him? Because I don't know how you're going to run two different systems. So you're going to be out there and you're going to work plays. This kid is going to run totally different plays than what you're going to run for Cam Newton, no?
He's going to focus on a different part of the playbook, I would think. Yeah. I mean, they still have passes out there for Cam Newton.
Yes.
He just doesn't execute them. I mean, the package for Cam, it's like, and people say, well, that's the one thing you're going to lose with Cam Newton, like the running ability, the goal line. First and goal from the one. Last year, you're like, they're going to probably put it in because this is probably the one area of strength of Cam Newton.
Well, unless
but they
you're
have a good
finishing
running
the game in Seattle or you're playing the Rams.
Correct.
Or
correct.
You telegraph
but I'm just saying,
it over
but
and
they
over
have
again.
A good running game, third and one. Doesn't have to be Cam.
They had the fourth best rushing attack
off.
In the NFL last year, Lou.
Good line, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So I'm all in on it. I like it.
Yeah, right. And also, Glenn, the whole idea of, like, running, extending plays, like, Lou, it's a great point. He moves well in the pocket. Pocket presence, the ability to shuffle left, right. Cam was terrible at that. Almost got half his offensive line killed. Wasn't detecting, wasn't feeling the pressure coming around the corner. Wasn't able to move away when he felt the heat, if you will. Little Robert De Niro reference there for you, everybody. Look. You know, Mac Jones, he's got a giant line. He's got great running backs. He also now has the receivers that he can get it to quickly. How about just being able to have plays where, like, it's a three-step drop, less than 2 seconds, boom, out to Aguilar, boom, out to Bourne, quick shot to Myers.
Well, there are better receivers.
Let's
not get
carried
away.
That's what needs to happen.
He had better receivers in college this past year than he's going to have with the New England Patriots.
Mac Jones?
Even though it's an upgrade. From a year ago, talking about those receivers, the guy that I wanted ended up going to Miami. Miami should have had a good draft because they had plenty of opportunities, and they did. They had a terrific first round. I want to get to some of the guys that were critical of this before, but I want to get to the calls as well. So let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
What's up, buddy?
You as well, Bell.
So I wouldn't say that I'm over the moon for this pick, but I am satisfied. And that's mostly because I wanted Fields at 11, right? Go up 4. That's my guy. But I think for two reasons you're satisfied. One, it proves that Belichick values the position like he should versus saying, I'll plug in a guy and we'll win and we'll figure it out. It's no, I'm going to spend a first-round pick and get a guy who I think can actually lead us and win us games.
True.
And two, I mean, we've got a plan. Like, there's a long-term plan now in place. Think about where we were 12 months ago. We were talking about Jared Stidham. We, the Patriots Nation, were talking about Jared Stidham, N'Keal Harry, and Devin Asiasi are going to lead us to the promised land. I mean, what a 12-month difference we've had And now that we've got a Mac Jones with a legitimate offensive weapons.
Chris, I agree with you. Good call. You're right. Jared Stidham, Asiasi, Keen. I mean, really? So I'm with you, and I was critical of Bill, too. And a lot of it had to do with just people just continually telling me that, you know, it's not going to happen. They're not going to take a quarterback in the first round. And it was like, well, he doesn't value quarterbacks then. If he thinks he can just throw Cam in and win. Or and then he can go to, you know, Mariota next year and win. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, do you value the position? What is the plan? And I think last night kind of took care of both.
Mm-hmm.
He does. First round pick, you know, 15th overall. I know what the plan is now. It's Mac Jones. And then we'll see. Like I said, in the next couple of years, still dive into that third round. Go get your David Mills, who's played 11 games next year or the year after, and try to find if you got somebody. But you never know. Might surprise you. Every once in a while, a guy in the sixth round turns out to be pretty good.
Well, let's wait to see what that plan is. If it's Cam Newton out of the gate as your starting quarterback, yeah. I don't think you're going to feel the same way. David's down in Florida here in EEI. Hello, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good to
What's
talk
up?
To you. I got two things. First, do you think they're still going to try and make a play at my mind's going blank. Deshaun Watson, if he's available?
They should. Please, no.
Well, I mean, you know, everything's got to settle down.
Yeah, you got to, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got to wait to see this thing. He's probably going to get suspended, so he's going to miss a bunch of games. I'm not sure this year it's going to happen. But let's say in the offseason next year,
well, let's say Mac Jones
down.
Goes out and plays really well as a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Houston, like, everything settles down, and we find out that maybe 21 mm-hmm. of 22 are lying. I have no clue, right? Settle that thing down
how
in Houston first. Year from now, you never
how
know.
Old is how old is Watson?
I want to say 28? Maybe like 26.
Yeah, 27 maybe, yeah.
So, all right. So he's, all right. And the other thing I wanted to ask, though, is now that they got Mac, how is this going to play out come practice time? I mean, he said yesterday, Belichick said yesterday that Cam is still the guy. So, I mean, apparently he's going to get first string reps. I mean, now does, I mean, theoretically speaking, does Max start with the second and third strings, and he has to prove himself there. Then he moves up, or
well,
he just
sense.
Like break
it. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, Belichick said that last night because he knew the questions were coming, so he beat everybody to it. And he doesn't.
Don't we just know that Bill has him listed as third string quarterback behind Jared Stidham right now?
Yeah,
yeah, I can confirm that.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what you do.
Yeah, that's what happened right now.
You know, it's not like Trevor Lawrence. It's like this kid's 15th. All right, well, we got two other guys. You got to earn this spot as you move up. So, right. Yeah, he'll be the third string guy. And hopefully
that's
by
obvious.
The end of camp, he's number one.
Right. What they're going to do is they're going to make the kid work for it. You don't want to annoy
should.
Him.
Right.
They should. Absolutely.
What do they say around there? Earned, not
but,
given.
But I will say this.
And
just think of the dynamics, though, with Cam Newton, who obviously is going to be stepping up to the podium on a regular basis. This is going to be fascinating to watch it play out. Because how does Cam react to all of this now? You know, we've seen, and he's in a different position, obviously, than Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady was in the past. But we know that your veteran quarterback, he's not going to sit there and say, oh, I would be more than pleased to mentor Mac Jones. It's exactly what I want to do right now.
Can we play real quick? Do you have
That's
Bill talking about the quarterback situation? Because Doug Kiatt, I think he had a good follow-up, too, right? It got weird.
So initially, this was his opening statement where he talks about what his plans are for the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, Mac was available there at our pick. You know, he's a guy we spent a lot of time with and felt like that was the best pick at that time for us. Look forward to working with him. You know, he's a smart kid. He's been in a system that's, you know, similar to ours. We've had a lot of good conversations with him. I think he'll be able to process the offense. It's obviously going to take a lot of time. You know, Cam's our quarterback, whatever position. Whatever time Jared or Mac, you know, ready to, you know, challenge and compete, then we'll, you know, we'll see how that goes.
So following that, a couple questions later, Doug Kiatt had a follow-up, and it went about as well as you would have expected this question to go.
Ooh. Bill, just going back to your comments off the top, you said that Cam's our quarterback. What exactly does that mean?
Just what I said.
Right.
Just that, I mean, if... When you start practice, he'll be the first guy back there. He's the starter. How long does that last for?
I don't know.
3, 4.
Somebody would have to play better than he does.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. But that's going to be a lot of that all summer long.
Oh,
Mac looked really great. You know, like Mikey Reese is going to be out there and everybody else, Phil Perry and everybody's going to be like, yo, Mac was 12 for 13 and 11 on 11s. He was 8 for 8 on 7 for 7s. Cam, on the other hand, was 8 for 13 on
7. Yeah, 11. Doing all right.
Right? And it's going to be Mac looked really good today, didn't he?
Yeah, we threw for 350 yards last week.
I mean, he's like anybody else, right? He's working hard. Let's check everybody else. So it's going to be like this all summer long, leading right up to the fall.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to tell you anything.
And
I'm going to sit there and ask him who's starting week one. And I'm going to get that. Really? Again, Lou?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right. When you say it's going to be like this all fall, you're talking about the fact that you're going to continue to run into the emotional brick wall that is him giving you nothing in the interview.
It won't end until Mac is a starter.
Right.
And then it's going to be like, how long are you going to stick with the kid? Because he's really struggling.
Yeah, Fitzy, if the first four Hopefully or five games, mm-hmm. Cam Newton is your starter, and yeah. Bill keeps on coming out every week and saying he's your starter, and you've got all of these new weapons you added offensively, mm-hmm. and he's still struggling, yeah, I think that question is going to be asked every – Lou will ask it every Monday, I can tell you mm-hmm. that. It will
yeah,
be
– We'll do its best for the football team.
It will be a legitimate question. But again, even in the preseason games, are you running two different systems with these guys? Mm-hmm. I mean – Christian has talked an awful lot about this and trying to bring, you know, a guy in that has a totally different skill set. You're building your offense around the skill set of the quarterback. Well, the skill set of these two guys are totally different.
I don't. I just feel like you're going to have your playbook. There's no question about it. Cam's going to have his own page or two. But the other part of the playbook is Cam throwing the football? Is Mac throwing the football? Is Stidham throwing the football? It's just that Cam's got a couple extra pages, right, when he's in there. And we're going to be, you know, a couple of these quarterback runs, you know, designed runs or whatever. But it's the playbook and just a few extras for Cam.
Right. Here's the other one. If Cam Newton ends up starting and we're going to end up with full crowds down there, Fitzy, at Foxborough.
Womp, womp.
And things don't go so well for Cam.
We want Mac.
The backup quarterback will become Mac. The most popular player on the team.
They We've always seen, are unless right. Tom Brady's your
exactly.
starter.
Exactly.
Right. That's how it always – it's gonna, Glenn, I hate to tell you. I have a feeling, since, you know, there's really not anywhere else I have to be all summer long, that I'll probably be reporting on a pretty regular basis from Foxborough in some capacity, watching the training camps, seeing how the games go, and listening to the crowd light up, because here comes Mac Jones. They're all going to, and Cam's going to hear that. The best case scenario, the absolute best case scenario is that We Want Mac pushes Cam to be at his absolute, whatever is his absolute best at this point, to a point where he actually plays well enough that he fends off Mac Jones long enough and they win. Mm. I mean, if they win, Lou, if they win, that's the only stat that counts, right?
Yes.
That's the only stat that counts.
That's all that matters.
All that matters.
Final numbers up.
So if they win, we're good.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If they're going to win football games, mm-hmm. yeah, we're going to sit there. And I've said this before, like the bar for Cam Newton has been set so low last year that he can go out there and not play well, and we'll sit there and say, that was pretty good.
Not anymore.
But, you know, but I know, but if they, but he's right. Fitzy's right. Like, if they're winning football games, and this guy's, you know, 9 for 20, you know, no touchdowns, but he ran for 50 yards and ran in for a touchdown or whatever, and maybe threw a pick, and they win the football mm-hmm. game, you're going to just sit there and say, whatever, they're winning.
Yeah.
And Bill's
yeah,
gonna
but
say the
I'm
same
not
thing.
Sure. I'm not sure that holds up this year. In that last year, Stidham was the backup guy, and nobody seemed to have any faith in Stidham because Belichick showed no faith in Stidham. This is your number one pick. This is the 15th pick overall. Mm-hmm. If they are winning ugly, people are still going to want to see the backup quarterback. I'm not sure Cam gets. What he got the first year around. All of the fact that he's a wonderful guy and he's funny in the Greg Hill show and he's a good dresser, as you
said.
Right. But see, none of that stuff is going to play with the crowd if they want to see the kid because the kid's a lot better.
Lou is already up at night, an extra finger of crown tonight, maybe going back and forth between rounds 2 and 3 in the Red Sox, just thinking, here's how it's going to go. Patriots squeak one out against the Dolphins, 18-17. And Lou says, you know, like, I know you squeaked that one out yesterday, but that was really in the balance. And, you know, Cam had a tough day, you know, 10 for 23 with a pick and only one rushing touchdown. We got the win, didn't we?
Mm.
Okay, great. And then Christian,
for 6,365 yards against Seattle last year. You don't remember that?
Sorry. Aruba.
Yeah.
Scott's in New Hampshire. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Scott.
Lou, I'm totally with you on Mac. Glenn, here's here's the issue. I can't get my head wrapped around these mobile quarterbacks. I don't think the data is in yet. That I know the NFL is changing, but I don't know how successful it is.
Huh.
And the reason I say that is since Brady's been in the league, three mobile quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl.
Well, Brady's won the rest.
Yeah, Brady. That's what a bunch. So you got Mahomes, Wilson, and who else won one? Rodgers won one. I call those the mobile quarterbacks. Everybody else stands in the pocket.
Yeah, you're talking about Tom Brady. Let's not include Tom Brady in the conversation.
Scott, let me ask you this because you know
Brady.
Because I do think it's trending, and we'll see what Mac ends up being. But so Brady's still here. He's still playing. He's 43, 44 years old, right? Like, can you name the top 10 quarterbacks on your list? And do any of them not run?
The top 10 quarterbacks on the quarterbacks that won the Super Bowl?
No, just in the NFL now. Like you'd say Mahomes, you'd say Wilson, you'd say Deshaun Watson, you'd say Aaron Rodgers. You know, where else do we want to go? Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Is any of them not run?
Agreed.
Herbert, Burrow.
Yeah, they don't win Super Bowls.
Well, they're going to. When Brady leaves, someone's going to have to win a Super Bowl. And if the top 10 quarterbacks are all mobile quarterbacks, if they're all over the league, you're going to start to see mobile quarterbacks winning the Super Bowl because
I think so.
They're the best quarterbacks in the league right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
All of them.
They are. I guess my point is that you don't need to be a mobile quarterback
in the past
to win the Super Bowl. And here in New England,
because
that's
Tom Brady
what we want to do.
Greatest
well, what
of
about,
all time.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is great in the pocket, moves really well. Again, can get you like 8 yards if you need it.
Yep.
Probably should have actually rushed for the pylon against Tom Brady, but I digress. I wouldn't exactly say he's a running quarterback. Would you say that he can win some games?
I think he's a running quarterback. We're not talking about guys that just run. Hey, if you're talking about
Andrew Luck was a running quarterback, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he could move.
Like Herbert can run. Like these new guys can, young guys can run.
Right.
Lamar Jackson, I think, Fitzy, is a question mark because right now he can't pass. He can run. I'm not talking about guys that just run. I'm talking about guys.
He's better at throwing than people say he is.
Glenn. No, he isn't.
Yeah, he's not that
bad. No, he's not. He's not a good throwing quarterback.
No, there's still some guys left, but it's like Brady and Matt Ryan and Stafford, I guess. You know what I mean?
Last
there's still some guys
breed.
Left. But I honestly think in 5 years, you're going to see this run of mobile quarterbacks winning the Super Bowl because that's all they are.
Listen, I argued for
maybe
years.
Maybe not with Mac Jones. Who knows?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence has wheels. That's true.
Yeah.
He's another one.
Yeah.
And all of the four quarterbacks above him do this.
Joe Burrow takes off, too.
Yeah. Yep. And
this guy's going to run.
And he's got his own receiver now. They drafted him as well.
How about that? They went there.
His swag is awesome.
But Burrow with Chase.
They took care of Burrow.
Tua with Waddle. Even Trevor Lawrence.
How about Jalen Hurts with Devonta Smith? They know each other.
Yeah. But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence with ETN there at the end of the
first
round.
Yeah, even after James Washington emerged last year. He's a nice little fantasy sleeper.
Listen, can we exclude this whole Tom Brady comparison? Because I agree that Tom Brady is doing something that still, and especially at his age, that defies what the trend is in the National Football League.
Roger that.
And I've argued for years that he has mobility. The mobility is over a 20-foot by 20-foot square page. Dan Marino could do that. Drop his shoulder, move, cut, take a step in, two steps in. Great pocket presence. Phenomenal. I'll give you that. But this kid, we're expecting him now to have that ability that Tom Brady had?
Yes, I expect him to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
I mean, that is
and play 22
stretch.
Years.
So let's get back to his skill set and what he doesn't have. Apparently, he gets rid of the ball quickly. He's an accurate passer. All of those other things are legit. He seems to be a phenomenal competitor, and I've already given in with that with Fitzy. I think that is an important facet of his game. You need to have that.
Yes.
What he doesn't have is what the trend is in the league with quicker linebackers, safeties actually playing linebackers, and teams just coming at you from every angle.
But I kind of like this guy because he seems like this quiet kid. He looks like, this awful fast walk to the podium. And
he's got a nice walk.
Yeah, and
I
you're
would
looking at
me
like, man, he's kind of dorky. But then again, Brady kind of was too.
Yeah.
But he does seem like a psycho, Fitzy.
Yeah.
And I love this story. I saw Trey Wingo tweet this thing. He said, reading up on Bama's quarterback, Mac Jones. Fascinating background, he says. As a scout team quarterback 1 year at practice, he kept throwing touchdown bombs against the first team defense. Saban told him to cut it out. His response, tell your defense to stop it. Like, I love that. Apparently the guy
too.
Coaches sorority flag football or something like that at Alabama. And some guy followed him, and he gets tossed from these games because he's screaming at the refs.
Yeah, like my dad, like a little league dad. I love that. The
and
fact
then
that
sits
he
sits in his car, and when his team scores, flashes his high beams. Like he seems like a nut job.
you suck, jackass.
My favorite line is that whole thing. The Saban thing is awesome.
That's great.
Dropping
tell your
the
defense
bomb.
To stop
tell
me.
Your defense to stop me.
It's awesome.
He mouthed off to Nick Saban.
Yeah, by the way, that defense, I'm sure, is pretty good.
It's pretty good. With Patrick Surtain?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty good. Dylan Moses?
Yeah. Yeah, I think all of that stuff is great. And that separates a lot of times the good from the great athletes. I think it's all good. And as I said earlier, we keep on hearing he's the type of guy that will say nice things, as he did last night about Cam Newton. And I hear he's a wonderful guy. And Stidham is a guy that I look up to and all of this other stuff. But when you get into camp, it sounds to me like he's the type of guy that behind closed doors is going to sit there and say, screw them.
Yeah.
I'm a much better quarterback than I am. I think you need that ego. I think you need that confidence in yourself. It is something that Jarrett Stidham lacked last year. And he was overwhelmed by the personality of Cam Newton in the locker room and the relationship he had with all of the other players. This is all good. All I'm saying is the game is going away from what you just did. Is that not something that should be a concern going forward? Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. Hey, Tony.
Hey, I am so ecstatic about the last time I was happier about an off-field event was 9 years ago when they fired Bobby Valentine. That's how happy I am. This guy, 75% completion. He don't throw picks on and on and on.
77.
But Glenn, you're saying about these scrambling quarterbacks, you know, Houston, Buffalo, Arizona, Baltimore, Miami, go on and on. Yeah, what if they won?
Give them some time.
They're all young, Tony. They're all on teams that are just developing right now. This is where the league is going. How is it? And I know Belichick is great. People call me the Belichick rump swab all the time. He's great. He's tremendous. But why is it all of these other teams are going in a totally different direction?
It doesn't matter, Glenn, because the athletes that are coming up are playing quarterback. You know, Roethlisberger, Manning, Brady, you know, that's why they've been in 15 of the last 20 Super Bowls. It's not about scrambling. It's about what you have between the ears when you're quarterback. These guys, the scramblers, they're good 3-4 years, and then they'll get injured and this and that. You're telling me this is the way football's going. I disagree 100%.
It's not going there? The other teams are not picking quarterbacks that can extend plays? And run out of the pocket a little bit, and when a play breaks down, give you 8 yards?
You said it earlier. Brady can't avoid scrambling.
That's Brady.
You can go with these guys. It's about being quick. It's not about being fast. It's about being quick. And when you're quick between the ears, it makes up for a lot of the legs.
I would agree with that. But does it make up enough to where the league is going right now? That would be the only question I would have. I think it is a legitimate a question when it comes to this kid, because everybody tells me how smart he is, and I'm not disputing that, but he can't necessarily extend plays for you.
Well, no, I've always talked about the athletic quarterback, and I think Josh Allen's like an example, right, where first couple years he's an absolute train wreck throwing the football. But you can still win with him because he had some, you know, he can run.
Right.
Yep. You know, but you'd like for him to develop as a passer, and he did. You know, and now you're like, okay, let's see where he can go. Lamar Jackson. I don't know. They drafted that kid out of Minnesota, right? The wide receiver.
Justin Jefferson?
No.
Lamar Jackson.
Last night.
Oh, Rashad Bateman.
Yes.
Good kid.
They got to find out if he can throw the football.
Yeah.
Like Buffalo did with Josh Allen,
He should be a real. I mean, he may not be Steph Diggs or Justin Jefferson, but Rashad Bateman.
But I'm saying, like, if you have a guy that can run and throwing, it takes time to develop, you can still kind of win. If you got a guy that can't run and you're trying to develop him as a passer, you're not winning anything.
On the argument of having somebody like, let's say Justin Fields comps out at a Josh Allen type.
Yeah.
Similar body size, maybe a little shorter, but also very thick, long throwing motion, can throw a real fastball. Whereas Mac Jones doesn't have the same arm strength, a little smaller, a little slighter. Okay. Which one of them do you think is more ready to win now?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is.
Okay. But in 4 years, who do you think has more potential to be better?
Who has a higher ceiling? Justin Fields.
Probably. Okay. That's what I think where everybody would kind of agree on. But
higher ceiling, lower floor.
Well, yes.
So it's, you know, no risk it, no biscuit.
Mm-hmm. I get you. I like it.
Okay.
I like a lot of you.
Caleb's in Jamaica playing. Caleb.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Right.
All right, good talk.
Caleb?
Caleb.
What the hell happened?
He just wanted to know what's
just
up.
Just want to say hi.
No, he just wanted to know what was up.
Caleb, call
guys,
back if you got
day?
A good
yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
not
what's
much. Up? Thanks for calling. Good
you
talk.
Got a quarterback.
Just wanted to say hello.
Yeah.
We'll get to hello. some of the guys that were saying stuff about Mac Jones before he was drafted by the Patriots. Are they still saying it? More of your phone calls as well. Right here on day two of your NFL draft.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
There's not a stupid question. There's not a bad idea. And go.
Now back to OMF.
I love everything about Tom, but I cannot believe he let his guy retire without taking a shot at it to come to Tampa. I just want to see one more pass, man. Just
We know Julian didn't retire. Let's be honest. He's just too scared to tell Bill he wanted to come to Tampa.
No, it's springtime for the Bradys because he's got his little sailing stripes on and enjoying that wonderful weather out in Florida.
I'm in the bay.
Comedy last night with Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, the Foxborough Forever t-shirt with Michael Strahan and Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart and a bunch of other people.
I love it.
Doesn't that sort of remind you about how I never want to live that life ever again? Remember like during the Zoom time, doing Zoom with seven people, and everybody talks, and you're like, oh, God. Okay, raise your hand. Now they got that raise your hand thing. So that was a good line, though.
Like some Brady. Guys are on the line.
So I like the fact that they have a chippy little thing. I like the fact that their friendship, that they're still besties, but, like, it's chippy now. I like that.
Yeah.
And Edelman came up with a great line. He loved being on with Kevin Hart because he was actually taller than him. You know?
Oh, man, it's always great to have someone in shorter than you.
Good line. That was a good line. So normally the Red Sox are winning 7-1, losing 7-1. It doesn't make a difference in the eighth inning. They do something. So you were watching the game last night. What happened, Lou?
I was in such a good mood when I saw Mac Jones get selected.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of felt like, okay, I'm in like the safe zone. So I was kind of going back between that and the Red Sox, right? Mm-hmm. Because I figured, all right, I wanted to dive back in late in the draft, see if somebody kind of drove back in, maybe a Cullen Mond sighting, whatever. So I just was back and forth with the Sox. It wasn't going so well. Ninth inning, down 4-1. I'm like, let me watch this thing. Marwin Gonzalez strikes out to end the game. They lose 4-1. Oh. I think, hey, you know what? It's okay. They've been hot. It's one night. I got Mac Jones. I'm in a good place.
Okay.
So I flip back to the draft.
Okay.
And when I flip back to the draft, after the Red Sox final pitch lost 4-1, this is what I hear.
The pick is in, and I'm told that we will have the commissioner out here shortly as they're singing Sweet Caroline inside the figure here, and people are having a great time. As they're a heartier group of fans than these folks here in Cleveland, it has been raining like crazy and freezing all day long, and they are here by the thousand as they are enjoying the singing of Sweet Caroline here.
These teams are happy they sat where they were.
We're going to find out right now. The commissioner... He doesn't want to interrupt the bop, bop, bop part of Sweet Caroline.
Imagine, of all the damn songs, literally, after Marwin Gonzalez struck out to end the game, I switch over and I play Sweet Caroline. I can't get away from the game.
That's fun.
It's fun.
That's fun. Draft, suddenly a Red Sox game breaks out.
Oh, fun.
Oh, and you know, Greeny.
Hey, Greeny knew. Good.
You know, Greeny knew. Hey, Golic, yes, Greeny. You know that Greeny, who, you know, doesn't root for anything Boston and bleeds Jets and is either a Mets or a Yankees fan.
Golic likes donuts.
Yeah, Golic. Hey, Golic. So you know that he was thrilled with that.
But it
was just
crazy.
A joyous little moment. Interesting of all the songs for them to have a group
the
sing-along.
Timing.
And the timing of it.
He doesn't want to interrupt the
that
pop,
pissed
pop, pop, pop,
I was like, really? I'm going to go back to the draft. Now you got me in a bad mood. More crown.
You're in the same place Frazier Cordero's are right now.
Do you more fingers.
Do you honestly have a crown tap in your house?
No,
Mrs.
but
Mrs. Maroney installed a crown tap.
It's always a definite.
Should do that, Lou.
It would
a little
be.
Crown tap. It'd be nice.
It'd be nice.
Get that little bottle on the top of it. And the whole works. The worst part about
Sweet
that.
Caroline.
The worst part about that was that the commissioner delayed making the selection. He had the card. He already revealed it. He showed it to the person that was sitting in the chair. You know, they had the fan sitting in the chair, and he showed him.
Hey,
then he goes up. Then he goes up to the podium. Hey, I'm letting you in on a secret.
Yeah.
And then he gets up to the podium, and he delayed that pick for like a minute or a minute.
Like
and
it
a half
wasn't
so that
delayed
he
enough.
Oh my God.
That was good.
That was real
good.
That was good.
Hey, Glenn, you must be excited that the Steamer, Stanley Morgan, will be announcing picks from round 2 and 3 for your Patriots.
That's fun.
That is fun.
That's exciting. That's excellent.
By the way, some of those people that were sitting in the chairs last night with all of the garb and whatever, some of them were quite interesting. Here's Joe. Joe's up next here on OMF. Hello, Joe.
Glenn, the guy that called Belichick lazy, I don't think he thought Belichick was lazy the first day of opening day of free agency when Belichick had 10 guys signed before the rest of the general managers had their coffee.
Tell him, Joe.
Yeah.
Put him on blast.
You're lazy.
Tell him.
That was Paul Feinbaum from the SEC Network.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah.
But he said nice things about Mac Jones. He said he was the right pick, right? He was the right pick because he's protecting his cake. Here's Jim in the car next up on EEI. Jim.
Ordway, listen, you're just way off on this theory that the way to succeed in the NFL is by going to the mobile quarterback route. Mobile quarterbacks have been around for eons, decades in the NFL. But if you look at the history of the winning quarterbacks, you know, obviously Tom Brady, 7 out of the last 20. But look at the other quarterbacks during that time. Manning, both brothers.
We're talking 2021.
They're retired. They're about to go into the Hall of Fame.
We're talking 2021. We're not talking about the game 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. If this kid turns out to be Tom Brady, then I would agree. He can buck the trend, and he will be great. What I'm saying is that if you look around the league right now, it's not running quarterbacks. It's guys that can pass but also extend the play by being able to run out of the pocket and make the throw and run.
Like Fran Tarkington?
Oh, my God. What do you think of Otto Graham?
Jim, you might disagree with me. You might disagree with me.
Belichick succeeds by doing what everybody else is doing.
Obviously not.
I guess I'm ripping Bill.
You are.
Shame on me. I'm ripping Bill.
You hate Bill.
I guess so.
Of what the rest of the
thought I was the Bill Rump swap.
He does. He does. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it works.
Wow.
See if it works.
Listen, that's all I'm telling you is it's a trend. I'm not saying you that the kid's not going to make it. Maybe I can't stand Bill Belichick. I hate the guy.
I want to know. Put this guy on next because I want to know who's got a bigger puss face. I want to know if it's Brady, I want to know if it's Rodgers, or I want to know if it's Mac Jones. So go to Danny.
Brady's a puss face.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go to Danny. Hi, Danny.
Danny and Quincy.
Well, Glenn, I have to amend an answer I gave to you the other day when you asked me if Garoppolo was great, and I said yes, and I only apply that to
a select few.
What I should have answered is he played great when he was with the Patriots, and he played great when he was with San Francisco.
Played a game and a half, Danny. Stop it.
Okay, he took San Francisco to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you don't think Bob Kraft had his mittens all over this pick, I saw Belichick sitting in that chair with his tail between his legs after what Kraft did to him a few weeks ago, ripping him for his draft picks. And then they show Kraft hovering around in the draft room. If you don't think Keith freaking, the only thing he was missing was his Drew Bledsoe whistle.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Danny. You're telling us that Belichick did not make this pick that Kraft did?
I think he was forced into it. I really do. This does nothing.
Oh, God.
Oh, Glenn, you don't think the owner has something to do with this?
No.
He's in the freaking room with him.
No.
You got to be kidding me.
He had nothing to do with
Kraft. He introduced Mac Jones to Kraft as, this is Mr. Kraft.
He always does that.
This is the owner, Robert Kraft.
He does it with every pick.
Belichick is running scared, Glenn. Okay? I mean, and then they show the highlights of this kid throwing the football. The first one was an interception. I'm like, that ain't what I want to see as a freaking Patriots fan. And then the other ones were all these wobbly passes. He had a guy wide open 4 times. I mean, I don't know anything about this guy. I didn't watch him.
Do you like him, Danny?
Can he throw a dart? Can he throw a seam route? Can he friggin' mingle around the pocket?
I don't know.
Can he throw a screen pass?
I don't know.
Can he balance darts with touch passes? I don't know any of
Better
that.
Better question.
All I know is the only guy that could have helped him win this year was Garoppolo. That's it. And I'm disappointed they didn't go after him.
Better question. Do you think Mac Jones is a puss face?
No, No, he doesn't. No, he had a smile on his face. Okay. No, Brady's got the puss on his face.
See, I think that's the biggest problem that Danny has here is that people keep on comparing this kid, and it's stupid, to Tom Brady, and that's pissing Danny off.
Tom Brady?
That's pissing you off.
Don't put me in that category, Glenn.
What are you talking about? You called Brady a puss face. You're the one that called him a puss face.
Belichick picked Garoppolo a few years back in lieu of Brady. I was all in on that. I wanted Puss Face out of here then. Excuse me. Mr. Kraft trumped Belichick and said we were. Can you imagine if Belichick brought Garoppolo back this year and they won a Super Bowl? That wouldn't make Kraft look good, would it?
You excited?
Yeah.
So yeah, you actually think that Bill Belichick did not make that pick last
Danny,
night? That
thank
this
you.
Was Bob Kraft.
Send me off to the weekend in
that,
good mood.
And that
best.
Belichick sat there like a little mouse and said,
"Thanks for listening,
Mr. Kraft. Go ahead, you make the pick."
So Robert Kraft made the pick. All right, oh my Bill's God. Been castrated.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Because that'll work out well.
Good.
Football guy.
Ryan, that's nice.
Ryan, can we dig out, before we get to OMF ups where you completely embarrass us, I want to get back to a couple of different people that before this draft,
yes.
What they were saying. So let's start with this guy, Mike Rodak. So he's down at Alabama, right? The guy that covers the team down at Alabama.
Right, for Alabama.com, Alabama, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Would you think he was worthy of the 15th pick in the draft?
No. I think the tough part for him is that he might be being elevated a little bit higher than where he should go. And I think that top half of the first round should be reserved for the guys like Mahomes, those sort of quarterbacks who can, when the play breaks down, make those ridiculous sidearm throws that we see out of Mahomes, run around and just make things happen in a way that other quarterbacks can't. Mac's not that quarterback. You can still be a pretty good NFL quarterback, and there's a lot of good quarterbacks who have come in that range, and they're just a little bit different from a talent standpoint. So, yeah, I think he is getting pushed a little too high. I guess to bring it back to the Patriots, they are in a tough spot in the sense that they got that high pick, which they haven't had in a while. But if you're looking at Mac, you're taking a little bit of a risk right there. And if I was them, I'd rather take him at 20, 25, 30. Then there's the old adage that, you know, if you like the quarterback, just take him wherever. I don't know if that's what Bill lives by, but that might be if they really like him, that might be what they have to do.
See, I don't know if I would call him a huge risk at 15. I guess every pick in the draft is a risk, but at 15, is that a risk if you like the guy?
Still,
when you talk about.
No, it's not. It's not a risk. I mean, if you like the guy, it's not a risk at all. I mean,
the
if you give up anything, like I said, like, you know, you draft the kid at 15. You didn't give up a future first. You didn't give up a future second, third, fourth, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Next year. I mean, Cam is gone. You know, it's he and Stidham. He's the starter. Hey, the third, fourth round again. Take your Davis Mills type who's only played 10 games. Take him in like the third or fourth round and start this cycle of quarterbacks getting, you know, look, they did it with Brady when he was here. They drafted quarterbacks in the third or fourth round. Keep doing it. Like, I like it because now I feel like there's hope and I feel like there's a real plan. And I feel like Belichick's kind of taking the position seriously again.
And, Lou, I'll tell you what, you're going to need at least one quarterback next year because who knows how Stidham's going to pan out this year. But Cam Newton, you can pretty much bet your bottom dollar that 2021, he gone. This year. He gone.
See, I think if they had given up other assets, I think the 49ers have taken a real risk here. Their guy has got to be good. If he is not, and especially if he's not good and Mac Jones turns out to be good, this is going to be a disaster for the 49ers. I don't think it's a real gamble. Tommy Curran was talking about him as a lower draft pick as well.
All things being equal, and they kind of are, we're including a second round pick in Mac Jones in this conversation. He's Jay Barker. He's A.J. McCarron.
Wow.
He's Colt McCoy.
Wow.
And people are convinced that he isn't. Najee Harris, Devontae Smith, Jaylen Waddle, all of those guys are going to possibly be first-round picks from the same offense that Mac Jones just happened to be sitting on top of the thoroughbred as the happy little jockey for.
Wow.
He wasn't alone. I mean, Christian was sitting there saying, bringing up A.J. McCarron's name, that you take an Alabama quarterback, you're asking for trouble because they're playing with better talent than a lot of these NFL teams
have. Yeah, but he's different because he's Oz.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to see you on the sunny side of the street, Lou. And by the way, the talent on the Patriots 2021, little bit better than talent on the Patriots 2020 and 2019. Agree. Watch, good old McCorkle. Old Corky, he's going to find a way to even get something out of N'Keal Harry this year. How about that, Glenn?
Sometimes calling my name.
He's a magician.
I hear you now.
That's not happening. Is he going to be with this team when they finally get to camp this summer?
Well, unless Green Bay wisens up and trades us Aaron Rodgers for N'Keal Harry.
All right, we got OMF ups. They're coming up next right here.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, the stretch they come.
Where'd you get a f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, 1-877-CARS-4KIDS.
20 hours of talking. So many mistakes. This is OMF Ups.
You're like a word genius, and everything I say, you twist it around and make me look dumb.
I got to admit that in the about 3.5-4 months that we've been doing this, this has probably been the most difficult OMF ups to put together.
See, are we getting better?
You guys were really good. I mean, I personally, well, Lou, I don't think it's a coincidence that Christian missed the last 2 days and all of a sudden I'm lacking in all kinds of F-ups. I'm sure it's just, you know,
sorry.
He usually has more than most.
We always bring them back, you know. There's a lot of them in the past.
Well, yeah, we'll get to some of those. So let's start with Lou and Christian, of course, who are my A students whenever it comes to recording any kind of commercials. What did that sound like?
See, Christian and I are both Window World customers, and you should be too. Now, they don't use gimmicks. They just guarantee unbidden...
You have to start all over.
No,
again.
We'll go. No,
just start over.
Piecemeal this mother.
Just start over. Don't let it work.
Here we go. Ready? All right. The first place sucks.
Thank you. Let's piecemeal this MF, which is code word for let's give Ryan some more work. We don't think he does enough here.
Piecemeal this mother. I like when you do that to us and you secretly kind of record us.
Yeah, this is going to be a bit of an adventure since I actually did not look ahead and see what I had. But let's just play this. I believe, I don't know if this is so much of an OMF up, but you ever make a bad joke and it's almost like, not only does nobody laugh, but it's almost like nobody acknowledges that a human being spoke. Glenn had this one the other day, and it just stuck with me for the last couple days.
You know, we eventually have to find the solution. We can keep duct taping it, and we can go with higher level duct tape if we want. But at some point, we have to find a 5 to 10 year solution to the position.
Yeah. See, I love duct tape. I just hate it when we're talking about that with the quarterback position. I mean, I love duct tape. It's outstanding. I'll use it.
It is an outstanding invention.
But
Gorilla tape.
For a quarterback. Who invented that? Mr. Duck? Who invented
for
that?
For a quarterback? Mr. Duck.
Please clap, everybody. Please clap.
It's also
Mr. Duck.
It's also
by the way, I just looked it up. Mr. Duck was the one who invented duct tape.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Was it actually?
Raphael Duck.
Oh, there you go. So it wasn't a joke. It was actually coming across as a point of fact, which is what I do when I bomb on a joke. No, that was a serious statement.
Hey, listen, why don't you leave the joke bombing to the joke bomb professional over here?
Dick Fitzy Stevens, everybody. So, Glenn, what is our phone number?
In your reaction, the first pick has been made by your New England Patriots. They got a quarterback. Are you happy with it? 617-779-7937. And why didn't...
how many sevens? Multiple sevens.
93 sevens.
Callers, give me as many sevens as you want.
If you're listening, just pick up your phone and keep pressing seven. And eventually, I don't know if it's me, but somebody will pick it up.
93 sevens.
Let's move on. This is the final new one before we get to some of the best of stuff. But this is a brand... we call this a guest on OMF Up. So, of course, Chris Scheim of Midday Fame was giving his hourly update and when he invented this new character.
Order a Big Poppy Pizza and they will make a donation to the David Ortiz Children's Fund. You are welcome at Bertucci's.
Who's David Ortiz?
I said Ortiz.
I don't know.
Can you just let me get through a read and then criticize me afterwards?
I think it might have been a
not when you say Ortiz.
Yeah,
when you say Ortiz, the read's over.
I think that you might have just stumbled upon something for them.
Dine in, order online for takeout or delivery at Bertucci's to the David Ortiz.
David Ortiz!
A 1-0 score.
I said they had to beat him 1-0, and they did.
David Ortiz.
That's great. I like David Ortiz. I like Ortiz.
Yeah, I mean, how come they haven't named the Big Poppy Pizza? They choose to call it the David Ortiz.
David Ortiz Pizza.
So this next OMF up, I don't know what it is, but I do know who it is. It is Lou Maloney.
Oh, damn
I'm surprised it's not nothing catchy this year. I know we're talking about the goat nurse the kid. That hasn't really caught on, though, has it?
No. A kid is a technically that is what you refer to as a baby goat.
A kid? A kid.
Yeah.
Right?
We call a baby goat? Is.
A kid.
Yeah, they call a baby goat.
That's
kid.
Why they're doing it.
Oh, he's right. Jesus.
Wiggy moment. You want me to explain pickles?
There you go.
I don't believe you guys.
I mean, you know, it's like a baby goat is a kid. It's not like, you know, where do raisins come from? Right?
No, it wasn't a Wiggy moment. Just it wasn't.
Pickles general knowledge.
But it's pretty amazing.
Pickles.
That,
are they?
Yeah. Like Christian had to put you in your
cucumber family. But right? Like,
these are all things they would probably flunk you in the first grade.
The worst
grade.
Part about it is I went home and I was just like, hey, you guys know what they call a baby goat? And my kid's like, kid! And I'm like, damn it.
That is embarrassing.
And weren't we making that joke a couple years ago with Brady? You know, like, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I never put it together.
Oh. Stumbling right along.
It's always right. It's just staring you right in the face.
I guess so.
That's the thing.
Stumbling right along. Mm-hmm. That's not a joke of you, Fitzy. So I know Christian's off in Aruba, so this is the best part when he's not here to defend himself.
Good.
Correcting men's sexual issues and restoring self-confidence is all they do. No need to hesitate. I can't see him. No, you got to shut up. No need to hesitate.
God bless our sponsors. I mean, this is live radio.
They put
these are
up
professional
with it.
People. And that's,
good, though.
That's
you play it again. It's like another spot for
them. This is a spot for our friends at Northeast Men's Health. Again, I don't know what this one is. I'm just going to mash on this space bar to see what happens.
All right.
I believe in Tristan Thompson's mind they are. Think of the teams that he has played for during his career. I think now he's put on this Celtic uniform. He's taking that veteran role and using that as a way to try to motivate his team. He talked about using it to light an ass under his own teammates. Like that.
Or fire
that,
under his ass.
Yeah, that's, light an ass.
Light an ass?
No, physically get an ass, like a donkey, and you light the donkey on fire, and then the teammates get fired up.
Okay. You're going to light an ass on somebody. What? I like that.
I like it.
We could do that.
That sounds like English that comes from somebody who just learned it and is trying to speak it.
Is that
exactly?
Is that Peaky Boo Tristan Thompson?
You light the ass. I like that mutt. Derby day tomorrow. You excited?
Yeah. We're not done with all that.
Oh, no, we're not done. Okay, what do you got?
He came in to defend himself.
We got one more. We got more foyer.
Right. See, so let me go back because Lou and I, we were discussing this, okay? We're playing detective, okay?
Sure. I like it.
He was Sherlock, I was Holmes. And we were trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Yeah, sure, that's what we're doing. CSI Boston, okay?
He was Sherlock, I was Holmes.
That is classic.
And of course, okay, and I think this has kind of become the consensus favorite amongst us. It's these great moments when nobody is listening to each other in real time. I'm talking 15 seconds, Nick, 20 seconds, Mutt. There's a little mix of that.
I've never said I've hated Boston or had a problem with the fans.
Right.
But he says, that's a perception you put on me through you guys.
I've never said I've hated Boston or had a problem with the fans. That's a perception.
I just read this.
I'm listening to the scientists. How about the doctors at John Muir Medical Center, okay, in Walnut Creek? That is outside San Francisco. They say they've seen more deaths by suicide during this quarantine period than deaths from the COVID-19 virus. And they're increasing on the rise every single
day. Doctors at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek say they've seen more deaths by suicide during the quarantine period than deaths from COVID-19 virus.
Now, this isn't
California.
Miami Dolphins traded the number 3 overall pick to the San Francisco 49ers for the number 12 pick, a 2021 third-round pick. That was the comp pick for signing Robert Saleh. Yeah. And then a first-round pick in 2022 and 2023, but they weren't done.
But wait, there's more.
The Dolphins then traded the number 3 overall pick to the San Francisco 49ers for the number 12 pick, a 2021 third-round pick.
What?
That was the Saleh hiring pick. And first-round picks in 2022 and 2023. 23.
Now I get it.
But wait, there's more. Miami Dolphins then traded the number three overall San Francisco 49ers.
With the number 12 pick.
A 2021 third round pick. That was the Casella hiring pick.
Signing Robert Saleh.
So you named the
And then the first round pick.
I didn't listen to myself. 2022
and 2023.
But they weren't done.
I thought I just had a stroke.
Wait, I
And they tell two friends?
They tell two friends. So you actually didn't listen to yourself and read the exact same trade twice?
Yeah, I didn't listen to myself. but I'll give you this. The Dolphins did well. They did well last night.
Yeah,
they did well.
Before we get to Mutt, this is something I've been meaning to mention week after week after week, but I'm a little dopey. The producer show is on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We are the warm-up act for Ken and Curtis.
You're going to be up that early?
I've been up that early the last 3 weeks, Glenn. Okay. I am off this week. Oh. It is a draft extravaganza with Tyler Devitt. John Anderson, nice. Chris Schein, they will be talking everything.
Nice.
Check them out if you're out and about.
All right. Mutt's got a draft show coming up.
We do.
Show coming up, right, Mutt?
What's up, boys? How are you? Mac Jones, baby. Return of the Mac. Let's go.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
This town's not fired up enough for the fact that we have a new quarterback.
Yeah, because they got the chubby fifth guy. They got the chubby fifth quarterback of five. It's like as a kid.
Chubby fifth or nothing. I was always the chubby fifth. Maybe that's why I align with him.
Oreos and Hydrox, like the same thing, right?
Yeah, man.
But Hydrox is like a... We got the Hydrox quarterback. It's fine, but it's not the Oreo. We'll talk about it with Tommy Curran, who 10 days ago said, Mac Jones is the little jockey on the third round of the Alabama offense.
Oh, so he crushed him.
He is going to join us at 6:30, and we're off the top. We'll ask him to... now what does he think, now that Mac Jones is here? So full hour of draft conversation, then Red Sox
video,
pregame.
And now I think he's actually pretty good.
That's a good fit. Stuff. I think I might say that. So excellent show today, boys. Excellent. Very fun.
Fitzy, great stuff last 2 days. Right, thanks for coming in, bud.
Thank you, buddy.
Lou, have a great weekend. We'll do it again Monday. We'll find out what the Patriots do this weekend. We'll get pumped and jacked at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon. Stay safe out there.